oil continues to slowly move north, with President Pedro Castillo flying over the area on Saturday. The scope of the disaster is much worse, officials say, with the Italian-flagged oil tanker Mare Doricum losing nearly 12,000 barrels of crude oil, twice as much as initially thought. Government ministers have been meeting the ship's captain to try to understand what happened. Officials say the captain doubted that a tsunami from the volcanic eruption near Tonga caused a pipeline to break, as the Mare Doricum was offloading nearly 1 million barrels of crude to a refinery.
According to the captain, apparently the issue was not so much due to the waves. These ships are so heavy with a big draft, so a swell does not actually create much of an impact.
Chief Prosecutor Ariel Tapia says he wants to know if the pipelines were properly maintained. Regardless, he says it is clear that Spanish oil giant Repsol has some responsibility.
Repsol has not denied the spill. There is a responsibility for delayed action. Obviously, we see they have not acted swiftly in the mitigation or remediation, and now the rehabilitation.
Repsol controls Peru's most important refinery. It's now facing the possibility of losing its operating license and the fine of nearly $5 million.
We've allowed the public prosecutor to enter the refinery, explained what happened, and we are ready to fully collaborate with the public prosecutor's office.
A judge has ordered four top executives from traveling abroad for 18 months while being investigated, which could eventually mean at least 4 years in prison.
The environment minister says Repsol is not complying with basic measures to clean up the oil spill. Protesters here outside the refinery say they're angry because they say the company is dragging its feet.
We're all affected. It's not fair that such a large company has not taken the necessary measures. So many families have been harmed, and the company say they're not responsible.
Repsol says it's hired more than 2,000 people to try to clean up the mess, and that 35% of it has been removed. Regardless, as the oil slick advances with the current, the damage from the largest ecological disaster in decades continues to grow. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.